This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Thanks for coming back for part 2 of the show. Today, in the showcase, we have a musical theme. It is big songs. Yes, we did this last week, and we had enough leftovers for a part 2, so we're getting big again. And on the countdown today, we've gone back to November of 1960. Usually we concentrate on the big band and your hit parade era, say from the middle 30s to the middle 50s, but every now and then we stretch the limits and go into the 60s, and there's plenty of good music, of course. But we do have to skip around a little bit on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart because there was a good bit of rock and roll on the countdown, and while we love rock and roll, that's not what we do here. Also, the Easy Listening chart hadn't been produced yet, so it's not a true countdown as we normally do. But like I said, there's plenty of great tunes, including the one at number 19. This is Connie Francis, My Heart Has a Mind of Its Own. Another singing star that we lost here in 2025, Connie Francis. My Heart Has a Mind of Its Own. Gus Levine provided the orchestra, with Artie Kaplan on sax and Al Gorgani on guitar. That was her second straight number one single, but it was sliding down the survey to number 19 this week in 1960. Well, what was making news in the entertainment column here 65 years ago? Well, this weekend, Sammy Davis Jr. married Swedish actress Mae Britt. He was about to turn 35 while she was 26, and that marriage would last for 8 years. Well, CBS Radio had announced the end of an era by canceling Ma Perkins. The final episode would be on November 25th. The show had just celebrated its 7,000th broadcast, and Virginia Payne played the title role for the show's entire 27-year run. She was just 24 when the program began. Well, this weekend, Marilyn Monroe announced that she planned to divorce Arthur Miller. Her spokesman said it was an amicable split, and the reason given was their clashing careers. Arthur Godfrey was in sick bay. The 57-year-old was rebounding after a fatty tumor was removed from his back. Doctors said the tumor was unrelated to the lung cancer, for which Godfrey underwent surgery last year. Also in sick bay, Clark Gable. The 59-year-old suffered a heart attack on November the 6th. And this weekend, he seemed to be improving. But he would pass away on Wednesday of this week, November 16th, from a second heart attack caused by an infection. There had been a number of younger celebrity passings recently. Actor Richard Cromwell on October 11th at the age of 50. Ward Bond was 57 when he passed away on November 5th. And that same night, it was country star Johnny Horton. The 35-year-old was killed in a head-on collision with a drunk driver in Milano, Texas. And his life ended as his star was shining brightest. Horton had skyrocketed to fame thanks to his historical ballads that crossed over onto the pop chart. And his latest record was at number 12.
Way up north. Alaska, to go north for rush is on. North to Alaska, to go north for rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north, way up north. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand. Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jenny's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north, way up north, way up north.
Survey song number 12 this week in 1960, North to Alaska. That's Johnny Horton. Heading up to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100, it was a 5-week number 1 on the country chart. It is mid-November 1960 on Today Seems Like Old Times, and we've got another country crossover at number 8. Here's pianist Floyd Kramer and Last Date.
Thank you.
out of Huttig, Arkansas, 27-year-old Floyd Kramer, and Last Date. He was part of the Nashville A-Team, one of the top session players in Music City, and he was the pianist for Elvis Presley. But here in 1960, he launched his solo career, and now everybody knew Floyd Kramer. Last Date was at number 8 this week, on its way to number 2, where it would stay there for 4 weeks. And wouldn't you know it, keeping him from the top spot, Elvis.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a brighter summer day? When I kissed you and called you sweetheart, do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange, and why I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if you won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down. Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Are You Lonesome Tonight? A song written in the middle 20s and done a number of times over the years, but nobody did it like Elvis Presley. Debuting on the Billboard Hot 100 this week at number 35. Now, Floyd Kramer didn't play on that recording, but he was in the studio. Elvis was recording tracks for his first post-Army album, and it was Presley's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, who suggested Are You Lonesome Tonight. Normally, he didn't interfere with Elvis's choice of songs, but it was a favorite of the Colonel's wife, Marie. Now, Elvis's producer, Steve Scholes, based the recording on Al Jolson's version, but he pared it down and made it more intimate. The only instruments were the acoustic guitar of Hank Garland and Bob Moore on bass, and of course the Jordanaires faintly humming in the background. And to get Elvis in the mood, Scholes turned out the lights in the studio. And that resulted in one of Elvis's biggest songs of all time. It zoomed to the top of the charts for a 6-week stay, sold more than 2 million copies, and earned him a Grammy nomination for Best Male Performance, only to be beaten out by the man who is at number 1 on the countdown this week, which we'll get to a little bit later. But now we've got to get to the movies. All right, up on the screen we have From Hair to Air. Yosemite Sam can inherit a fortune, but Bugs Bunny is pushing his buttons. All right, some great adventure movies. North to Alaska, we just played you the opening song to that film, which starred John Wayne, Stuart Granger, and Ernie Kovacs. The Duke was also in The Alamo with Richard Widmark and Lawrence Harvey. Spartacus with Kirk Douglas. And The Magnificent Seven which were Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen, Charles Bronson, Robert Vaughn, James Coburn, Horace Buchholz, and Brad Dexter, and of course Eli Wallach, too.
After a while, you can call bartenders and faro dealers by their first name. Maybe 200 of them. Rented rooms you live in, 500. Meals you eat in hash houses, 1,000. Home, none. Wife, none. Kids, none. Prospects, zero. Suppose I left anything out?
Enemies, none.
No enemies?
Alive.
All right, the dramas. The World of Susie Wong has William Holden and Nancy Kwan. The Dark at the Top of the Stairs, Robert Preston and Dorothy McGuire. There's Butterfield 8, Lawrence Harvey in that one too, along with Liz Taylor. Inherit the Wind with Spencer Tracy, Frederick March, and Gene Kelly. And from Hitchcock, Psycho, starring Anthony Perkins and Janet Leigh.
Is your time so empty?
No. Well, I run the office. And, tend the cabins and grounds and do little errands for my mother, the ones she allows I might be capable of doing.
Do you go out with friends?
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Yeah, pretty creepy. That's a sign to leave that hotel, Janet Leigh. But she didn't, and we know how it turned out. Hey, some lighter affairs. Let's Make Love, Marilyn Monroe, Yves Montand, and Tony Randall. There's High Time with Bing Crosby, Tuesday Weld, Fabian, and Yvonne Craig. And a fun caper in Las Vegas with Frank Sinatra and his gang in Ocean's 11. And Dean Martin sang this one.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, oh, ain't love a kick? Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Dean Martin and the Nelson Riddle Orchestra, Ain't That a Kick in the Head, a song written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn for the film Ocean's 11. It was released as a single but never made the charts. However, it became a platinum-selling track, eventually. It reappeared in 1989 on a Dean Martin compilation album by Capitol, and it would be on future Greatest Hits albums. Plus, it was featured in the films A Bronx Tale and Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol. That's one of the memories from November 1960 that we're listening to again today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we have big records in the showcase. Songs that have big in the title, and it's our second week delving into the subject. And this was a big hit for the Four Preps, Big Man.
I was a big man yesterday, but oh, you ought to see me now. Oh, well, I talked big yesterday, but oh, you ought to see me now. I bragged too long that your love was strong. There'll never be another guy.
See me now. I couldn't see it yesterday, but now I know it's true. The only thing that made me big was you. I was a big man yesterday, but boy, you ought to see me now. If you could only see me now.
The Four Preps and Big Man, a top five song for them in 1958. It also made the top 10 on the R&B chart. Now, in that same year of 58, the movie The Big Country was released. That had an all-star lineup: Gregory Peck, Gene Simmons, Carol Baker, Charlton Heston, Charles Bickford, and supporting roles by Burl Ives and Chuck Connors. A few years later, the main theme was recorded by guitarist Al Chiola. There's Mr. Guitar, Al Chiola, with the theme from The Big Country. And he was accompanied by the Don Costa Orchestra. Well, for our next big song, let's stay out west with Marty Robbins.
To the town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip.
The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip, and he's here to do some business with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 119 more.
119 more.
Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead, and he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red,
after Texas Red.
Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip,
big iron on his hip.
The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death,
about to meet his death.
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped, and the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip,
big iron on his hip.
It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip,
big iron on his hip, big iron, big iron.
When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip,
big iron on his
heel. From 1960, Marty Robbins and Big Iron. He was accompanied by the Glazer Brothers and the guitar of Grady Martin. As we're thinking big again today on Seems Like Old Times. You're listening to Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've gone back to November of 1960. And now it's time for sports. It was an amazing World Series between the Pirates and Yankees, and it came down to Game 7, October 3rd. In Forbes Field, the Pirates got 4 runs in the first 2 innings. New York won in the 5th, then 4 in the 6th to take the lead. They bumped it up to 7-4 with a pair in the 8th. Bottom of the 8th, Pittsburgh gets RBI singles from Dick Groat and Roberto Clemente to cut it to 1, and then pinch hitter Hal Smith drilled a 3-run home run to put the Pirates ahead 9-7 heading into the 9th. With 2 on and 1 out, Mickey Mantle cut the lead to 1. Then with runners at 1st and 3rd, Yogi Berra hit a smash down the first base line that was snagged by Rocky Nelson. He stepped on the bag to retire Berra. Mantle froze, but he dove back to 1st base ahead of Nelson's tag. That could have ended the game. Instead, Gil McDougald scored on the play to knot things up at 9. So they went to the bottom of the 9th, and leading off for the Pirates was their second baseman, Bill Mazeroski.
Art Dittmar throws. Here's a swing and a high fly ball going deep to left. This may do it. Back to the wall goes Berra. It is over the fence. Home run. The Pirates win.
Chuck Thompson on NBC Radio of the call of Bill Mazeroski's game-winning home run to win the 1960 World Series. Oh, by the way, he misidentified the pitcher. It was not Art Dittmar, it was Ralph Terry. The Pirates were outscored 55-27, but still won the series, and the MVP was the Yankees' Bobby Richardson. It was Pittsburgh's first World Series title since 1925. Off to football now. This was the inaugural season for the AFL. The Houston Oilers would beat the Los Angeles Chargers in the title game. And in the NFL, the Eagles and Packers were conference champions. Philadelphia would win the title over Green Bay 17-13. College football last weekend was the big game of the season as two undefeateds met and number 3 Minnesota upset number 1 Iowa 27-10. Ole Miss went undefeated. They went 9-0-1, and they beat Rice in the Cotton Bowl, while the Gophers lost to Washington in the Rose. Back then, they still crowned the national champion after the regular season, but in light of the bowl results, the Football Writers Association of America voted Ole Miss as the national champs. And this year's Heisman went to Navy running back Joe Bellino. Boxing news, fresh off his gold medal at the Summer Olympics, Cassius Clay won his first professional fight in Louisville on October 29th. But the heavyweight champ was Floyd Patterson. And that's sports from this week in 1960. And we get back to the countdown now. We're up to number 5. Here are the Drifters. Save the Last Dance for Me.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye. Let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know,
oh, I know
that the music's
yes,
fine like sparkling wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're
oh,
apart, don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry
you
on
dance.
Till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time to go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone,
you
can he take you,
you
home?
Dance.
You must tell him
you
no.
Dance.
Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
The Drifters, Save the Last Dance for Me. That's another B-side hit. Dick Clark flipped the 45 over and said, hey, this song's better than the A-side. And what a fortunate move that was, as Save the Last Dance for Me became a number one song. It spent 3 weeks there, down to number 5 this week in 1960, and it featured the lead vocals of Ben E. King, but he was no longer with the group. He had left for a solo career back in the spring. Today's trip down memory lane has taken us back 65 years to November of 1960. And now we're going to stroll to the grocery store to pick up a few items. We're getting close to Thanksgiving. We'll take a look at turkeys, and they're going for 35 cents a pound. Well, milk was 50 cents a half gallon, eggs were 49 cents a dozen, and bread was about 25 cents. Cereal for breakfast was in the 10 to 15 cent range, coffee 59 cents a pound. Sausage 69 cents for 2 pounds, and bacon was 39 cents a pound, so was ground beef. Sirloin steak 79 cents a pound. Grapefruit, you could get 3 for a quarter. A 25-pound bag of potatoes, 95 cents. An 8-ounce carton of butter was 45 cents. Flour, 1.49 for a 2.5-pound bag. We'll get laundry done with all detergent. A 24-ounce box was 39 cents. A can of Comet Cleanser was about 15 cents. Mr. Clean was 39 cents a pint. And 3 bars of Camay soap was 29 cents.
Do shadows cloud your beauty?
Cloud your beauty.
Do shadows cloud your beauty?
Cloud your beauty.
Come out of the shadows into the light. Start with Camay. Start tonight. A lovelier skin with Camay.
Ask Mrs. Jack Lawrence, now a Camay bride.
My skin responded so quickly to Camay's gentle lather. And you'll be lovelier with Camay. I know.
Ladies, you'll adore to use the soap that beautiful women choose. A lovelier skin with Camay.
All right, we've got our beauty soap and we have some money left over, so let's drop into the music store and get the latest from Brenda Lee. I want to be wanted.
Wanted. Wanted.
Alone. So alone that I could cry. I want to be wanted. I want to be loved alone. Just my lonely heart knows how I want to be wanted right now. Not tomorrow, but right now. My tears with someone I know I'd love to spend a million years with. Where is this someone somewhere meant for me?
Alone,
just my lonely heart knows how I wanna be wanted
right now.
Not tomorrow, but right now. I wanna be wanted. I want someone to share my laughter and my tears with. Someone I know I'd love to spend a million.
Brenda Lee, I Want to Be Wanted. Already her third number one single, and she wasn't even 16 years old yet. The Atlanta native was moving down from that top spot, sitting at number four this week in 1960. And by the way, one of Brenda Lee's fellow Georgians was at number one on the countdown this week. We'll find out who that is next on Seems Like Old Times. Rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times, but before we finish up, just a reminder about the website. It is oldtimesradio.com. We're on social media. It Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and X. And drop me a line. The email is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, here's our final big song of the day. It's by Peggy Lee.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. spender. Spend a little time with me. Wouldn't you like to have fun? Fun, fun, how's about a few laughs, laughs? I can show you a good time. Let me show you a good time. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, would you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Hey, big spender. Spend a little time with me.
Song from the musical Sweet Charity. That's Big Spender, and done there by Peggy Lee in 1966. Well, that's it. We're done with big songs, and yes, we will have a companion feature of little songs coming up in the near future here on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song from this week in our spotlight year, 1960. But first, the top news story of the day, and that's the presidential election. The candidates were Vice President Richard Nixon and Massachusetts Senator John Kennedy.
For several million of us Americans, this is a most extraordinary election. By circumstances which must be obvious, I hereby speak for all those Americans who have adjusted to the immutable fact that come what may tonight, we shall be older than the President of the United States. And for any who might have harbored the so-called father image of the President, the switch to the young brother image may be a shocker.
Chet Huntley at the beginning of NBC's coverage of election night. He and David Brinkley were the hosts, and television was a major player in the 60 campaign. TV covered the election as never before, with the competition between the networks just as fierce as it was between the candidates. And it was a long night for the networks because the results were very tight. It was still too close to call in the early morning hours of Wednesday, but at around 3 a.m. Eastern, Nixon conceded, well, kind of.
As I look at the board here, while there are still some results still to come in, if the present trend continues, if Mr. Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, will be the next president of the United States.
Well, the race still hadn't been called as daylight came on Wednesday. Kennedy was just one vote away. He had 269 electoral votes, and the network teams were still on the air. But finally, NBC made their decision.
At 7:19 a.m. Eastern Time, Senator Kennedy was elected President of the United States. The NBC Victory Desk has just given California to Kennedy, and that gives him the election.
It's David Brinkley making the announcement. There was one problem. Kennedy didn't win California. Days later, after they counted the absentee ballots, Nixon took the Golden State. Apparently, NBC executives were worried about how much longer Huntley and Brinkley could go on. It had been more than 12 hours up to that point, so they ordered Kennedy to be declared the winner in the state where he had the biggest lead, and that was California. And no one at NBC ever admitted to giving that order. Later that morning, John Kennedy gave his victory speech.
The election may have been a close one, but I think that there is general agreement by all of our citizens that a supreme national effort will be needed in the years ahead to move this country safely through the 1960s. I ask your help in this effort, and I can assure you that every degree of mind and spirit that I possess will be devoted to the long-range interests of the United States and to the cause of freedom around the world.
John Kennedy was elected president earlier this week in 1960. And the number one song in America this weekend, 65 years ago, had been written 30 years earlier. The song, Georgia on My Mind, and it was made into a classic by Ray Charles.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through,
just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. I say, Georgia, oh Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you. Whoa, Georgia, Georgia. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Frankie Trumbauer suggested that Hoagy Carmichael write a song about Georgia because you can't go wrong with a song about the South. So Carmichael came up with the melody, and Stuart Gorrell, his roommate at Indiana University, wrote the lyrics. Well, Hoagy and his orchestra first recorded it in September of 1930, and many others covered it over the years, mostly done in a swing style. But Ray Charles, a Georgia native, made his version a ballad, as if it was a love letter to his home state. And with the Ralph Burns Orchestra and the Jack Halloran Singers, that's the version that's lived on. Ray Charles and Georgia on My Mind was on top of the Billboard Hot 100 this week in 1960. And that's it for today's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I'll have your seat ready for you again next week. And until then, this is Craig Orndorff saying so long for Seems Like Old Times.